Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time to find out the latest from Green Bay with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by the Thomas Marola Law Offices.
Divorce, child custody, and any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Marola. Online at marolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
Again, with these reports, I don't know where they're coming from. I don't know who's talking. It seems like there's certain coaches that may have friends in the media that they don't realize are actually just trying to report things on.
But, guys on your own, on the Green Bay staff, you're saying?
Oh, yeah. Age, you've known about that. There were guys for a while who had their people they would leak stuff to.
Amar Winkler, Toby Altizer, Ryan Wood joining us in the Green Bay Press Gazette. That was birthday boy Aaron Rodgers, 38th today. On Pat McAfee's show earlier this week. Is that anything? Rodgers says that. Are you like, unless these medical guys are like your sources, I don't want to bury you. Is that anything, Ryan? Yeah. Is that, I mean, what is that? Is that anything?
That sounds a lot like tell me your sources. So, no. Look, I haven't gotten anything from anybody in Green Bay on Aaron Rodgers' toe.
Because I know that some outlets, Mike Florio, think this is a massive deal, a massive story. And I feel like everyone around here is like, we're at the point now with Rodgers where when he's on, especially McAfee's show, it's like, I don't know. What does this guy say? What does it mean? What is he doing? He says he has COVID toe. It's a joke. He's got a 20-minute, you know, monologue when he's trying to defend himself. When he first was doing that, it's like, hey, it's Aaron Rodgers. We got to cover this thing. But now it's like, what do you take out of these things?
Not much, to be honest with you. I get that everything Aaron Rodgers says about Green Bay in the positive or negative light is going to be amplified and dissected and picked apart in many different ways because it's all about whether or not there's a long-term future here with this quarterback and this team. I think in the grand scheme of things, this is so minuscule that it just, you know, what matters is whether or not Aaron Rodgers feels like he has a voice, whether or not Aaron Rodgers feels like he's included in the decision-making process, not making decisions, but included in the process, and whether or not he feels like this is a viable place to win. And it does seem like the decision, his inclusion in the decision-making process has improved. He obviously, this is a viable place to win. So at this point, just see what happens.
You know, I thought that as this year would go on, it would be there'd be a lot of backdrops about, well, Rodgers is in this place this week. Could he possibly go there? Or Rodgers is playing this team. Could he possibly go there? And is this the last time that he's doing this? And the Pittsburgh, when they played Pittsburgh and there was that look with Tomlin, you know, that created a day of news. And I think when he was with the Packers in Soldier Field, they said, I don't think this is my last one. But other than that, there hasn't been a lot of really discussion because we've been so focused on this team. And also Aaron Rodgers has had given you other stories to talk about. There hasn't been a lot of discussion on the future. It would seem like the Packers and Rodgers are in a better place now than they were at the beginning of the season, certainly. But I still, when I look at next year, there's still a lot of guys that they have to pay. And I don't, I think that maybe on Rodgers' end, he's more prone to want to play as a Packer next year. But the Packers, I don't know how changed they are with just how much the salary cap has been kicked down the road. That bill's coming due pretty soon.
Yeah, 2022 is a mess. And I'll be honest, I've been covering 2021, so I haven't really picked apart the 2022 salary cap issues. But let's just say that they're capital I issues. I mean, they are. It's going to be. You thought Brian Gutekunst had a hard time getting under the cap in 2021, and frankly, he did. 2022 is going to be a nightmare. So that's certainly an albatross hanging over this team and this season. But at the same time, it's all about here and now, right? So, look, I think that there's certainly been, you know, if you listen to Aaron Rodgers, he's had, in his words, constructive, positive conversations with Brian Gutekunst. Don't know the nature of those, but you can imagine that you know, like at the trade deadline, for example, Aaron Rodgers said he felt included. Like he understood what they'd done. He had a chance to potentially take shots at Brian Gutekunst for not landing Odell Beckham Jr. He did not. So at the end of the day, you know, this is kind of the time where the football takes the center stage and everything else, kind of like last year. I mean, you look at last year, Aaron Rodgers, his issues, they stem from the draft. I mean, he said that. He said it's not about Jordan Love, but then he said that kind of turned things in motion. And it was a big offseason story in 2021, right? In 2020, the Jordan Love draft pick. And then it all kind of went away in the season, and then it all came back up again in the offseason. I imagine, you know, this obviously isn't going away. I mean, it's going to come back up in the offseason, but for now, it's about the football.
Ryan Wood joining us, PackersNews.com, Green Bay Press Gazette. One of the things that we talked about a little this week, and we talked about it with you earlier, is, you know, of the people to return or correct themselves a little bit, who's the most important, from Zadarius to Jair to Crosby and Bakhtiari. Bakhtiari actually had the lowest amount of votes on our very scientific poll. And I think it's because, what? Yeah, well, it's because of how good the offensive line played against the Rams.
Oh, come on.
So, you know, it's recency bias, but that's what I want to know. And that's what I'm going to be watching the next five games of the season. Like, if Yash Nijman is your starting left tackle for a while, is he that good? Is the offensive line, are they that good? Because it wasn't just against any old team. You're playing the Rams. The Rams with their defensive front seven and Von Miller, Aaron Donald, you're playing the Rams. So I wonder if, like, did Aaron get the ball out quicker? Was that as good as we think it was? Or was that kind of a mirage? That's something that I want to see in these next five games.
It's the best Yash Nijman has played. And he's played okay before. I mean, it's not like he's played bad, but that was the best he's played. I completely forgot that he existed until he pounced on Mercedes Lewis's fumble. And I was like, oh, wait, yeah, he's playing. The offensive line was not a problem. That is, yes, that is impressive against that Rams defensive front. But the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are looming out there, and that's a different animal. And if anyone remembers the NFC Championship game, the Packers lost that game because David Bakhtiari did not play. It is as simple as that. So it depends on matchups, right? I mean, I think Jaire Alexander's awfully, awfully high on that list. He might be number one. Let's not forget that he had two picks in the second half against Tom Brady in the NFC Championship game. And let's not forget that Tom Brady going against any secondary, but especially a secondary without your number one corner, that gives you shivers. So I'm not saying it's just David Bakhtiari, but they need David Bakhtiari. I don't see this team getting the Super Bowl without David Bakhtiari. Not without Elton Jenkins. If they had Elton Jenkins, then okay. But they need one of the two, and they're not getting Elton Jenkins, which means they need David Bakhtiari. So, yeah, I would put him a lot higher than last on that list.
The schedule coming up here, they got the Bears, the Ravens, the Browns, the Vikings, Detroit. Cardinals have one more game, obviously. Their schedule's a little tougher than that. Packers seem to be in a pretty good spot here. You look at that schedule. Browns are kind of messy right now. Baltimore, I mean, Lamar Jackson can throw four picks and win, but that was against the Browns. The divisional opponents aren't, you know, great. Minnesota will give you a game. I don't know, the Bears, but those games are at home. You're at Detroit last week of the season. I would think 4-1 minimum here, Woody.
Yeah, the game that they might lose if they lose a game, that Baltimore game, right, with Lamar Jackson. But I don't know, Mark. I sit here. I'm not sure they're not going to go 5-0 around the table. Partly, you know, it was a death march to get to this Week 13 bye. It was exhausting. And Matt LaFleur, the last couple weeks, was saying how tired his team was, and they were. But the fact that they were able to get to this Week 13 bye now and, you know, get there at 9-3, which is really, really, really impressive. Not just 9-3, but 9-2 since the debacle in the opener. I mean, this team completely turned it around, more than I think anyone could have imagined. Get to this bye and take a break and kind of rest this week on 9-3 and get geared up for the final five games now. Having that late season bye, it really sets you up well for the stretch run. And if we're being honest, they just beat the hardest remaining team on their schedule, the Rams, and they just beat them soundly. The Rams are better than the Ravens or the Browns or anybody in their division. So I think 5-0 is a very, very plausible outcome.
Well, I was up late last night, following the baseball stuff. This is a big day for me. One of my tweets was used on brobible.com. Yeah, one of my tweets was used because they did an article about the lockout, and I had said, I responded to a Jared Diamond tweet. He said, Mets.com, hours after they introduced Max Scherzer, Mark Canha, and Starling Marte, and Eduardo Escobar in the news conferences, and all of the links are about top five Mets trades, five reasons that led to the naming of the Mets, best Mets player to wear every uniform number. What a buzzkill. I mean, yeah, he still got Max Scherzer, and, you know, because Woody's a Mets fan, for those that are like, why is he talking about the Mets? What a buzzkill, though. Hopefully there's baseball in February. I'm not so sure.
Yeah, it didn't kill my buzz. I'll be honest. I'm still like a kid on Christmas morning. This is like the 10-day Christmas for me. I don't know when it's going to come down from this high, but it is it's a beautiful, beautiful day, Bart. It's a beautiful day.
Well, I mean, you want to get your toy now. You don't. Last thing you want to do is sign Max Scherzer and not play until July.
Yeah. Yeah, it hasn't hit me yet. The lockout has. I'm just shocked that the Mets got Max Scherzer. You got to understand, this is something the Mets don't do.
And like other good dudes. Yeah.
Like I don't get the smile about the Mets. That's not. I'm gonna take every small victory I can get here.
Yeah. Well, hopefully there's some on the field sooner rather than later. Congratulations again on your very successful week of fandom. We'll talk to you on Monday as we take a look at what some of the other teams did and get back into Week 14 with the Packers. Thank you, Woody, for your time, as always.
Thank you very much. I'm going to go do cartwheels for Max Scherzer now.
Yeah, look at you. Hey, Woody's gotten in shape. Dude looks good. Cartwheel's part of that regimen. That's got to be why. Hey, he joins us on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan, you're a bit anxious, breathe. And let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com today. Greatmidwestbank.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.